flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's Breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk. Team WWL right now, Steve Geller, Mike D'Attilier, Deuce McAllister, and on our virtual Treasure Chest Casino Power Seat, happy to welcome in Eagles sideline reporter Howard Eskin. Howard, how are you doing, man? Thanks for joining us tonight.
Oh, I'm just absolutely wonderful. I mean, it's just, it couldn't be better. Every day couldn't be better. I'm good. You got to say that because it just, it makes people smile. You know what? We have too many other things going on. So, you know, when you're in a city with the Saints, I guess you can't smile that much. But, you know, that's where it is. I had to get that shot in. How are you guys doing?
Hey, Howard, you can get that shot in. The way the Eagles have played, man, you know, to be in a couple Super Bowls in a short period of time, it's got to be great. And, you know, we were talking about this, Bobby Hebert and I. Man, the last time they played in the Super Bowl, it was like you did everything but win the game. You know, and you gave Mahomes one shot at the end, and you knew damn well if he had that ball at the end of the game, he was going to figure out a way to beat you.
Well, here's the I take that back to the first half where I think – I mean, there was other things that happened after the first half where they lost the game. What were they up, 11? The Eagles were up – I think it was 21-10. And then Jalen Hurts fumbles the ball, and they take it in for a touchdown. That changes the whole dynamic of the game going into the second half. Turnovers, it's so amazing. You know, the plus in turnovers the Eagles have had in the playoffs. But, I mean, that's going to be a factor in the game. Kansas City does not turn the ball over. And the Eagles have gotten a lot of turnovers. But I think that game a couple of years ago, I think Jalen Hurts actually was a better quarterback a couple of years ago than he is now. I know the coach gets crazy in how great he is, and he's done a really nice job. But I think he was better back then, and I don't know why. I just saw the way they played and what they did and in that game, and it was just, yeah, it came down to the end, but I think it kind of let Kansas City in the door because of that turnover right before the end of the first half. I think turnovers are a big, big part of this game.
Because I think it got to the championship game, and none of the teams had turned the ball over. It was zero for all of them. That didn't happen with the Commanders when they played the Eagles. But still, that's amazing, and I still think that is the one stat you can look at, giveaway, takeaway, that it's not 100% foolproof, but it's pretty damn close.
Well, you look at Washington. Washington beat Detroit, which, I'm a little surprised. Obviously, I'm surprised. But Detroit turned the ball over five times.
Yeah.
You can't win like that. Now, the advantage that the Eagles had, and it people kind of glossed over it, Washington had played four. That was their fourth straight road game. When teams play three straight road games, and I remember Matt Ryan has a charity function in this. He's from the Philadelphia area. And I was playing with Matt, and you know, we talked about a lot of things, not a lot about football. I said, and I know they had a game, a a stretch in their season that year, played three straight road games. He says, we were terrible in that third straight road game. Now, Washington, think about that. The third straight road game was Detroit because their last game of the season was on the road. And then they played the Eagles the fourth straight road game. That is hard for a team. And I don't know why, but it is just there's something about it. And the Eagles were a better team. I mean, let's be honest about it. Yeah. The Eagles were a better team. But, you know, Washington turned the ball over, you know, bad turn. I mean, every turnover is bad, but some of them, it's like so ridiculous. How did you turn the ball over on that situation? So there was a lot of factors, but the Eagles were a better team. So, but turnover, here's factors that I look at in this game. The head coach, and I like Nick Sirianni. I think Nick Sirianni is a very good coach. But Andy Reid is the best coach in football and maybe the top three coaches of all time. He's certainly, in my opinion, better than Bill Belichick, you know, besides everything that he did, and he had Tom Brady. I just think Andy Reid's a better coach. So you got the better coach on Kansas City. You got the better quarterback on Kansas City. Obviously, Mahomes is better than Jalen Hurts. But I think the Eagles are the better team. So there's all these factors. That's why the game, you know, the line is so close and the game is really going to be close. I don't think, you know, all these people that pick high scores, I don't know how – I think you need turnovers for high scores. And I don't know that the Eagles can do that because if they're going to be successful offensively, they're going to have to run the football. So that kind of brings the score down as well. Now, I don't know what the game plan is, but I'm sure they got to try to run because that makes it easier for Jalen Hurts. But there's so many different factors. It's really a tough game. It's really a tough game to pick. But like I said, I think the Eagles are a better team, but there's a couple of factors where I don't think they're better, and that's the head coach and the quarterback.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just following up on that, when you talk, and this is Deuce, thank you for joining us. When you talk about that, I don't think the moment will be too big for Philadelphia. You know, even though you have some new pieces, I don't think the moment will be too big for this team because a lot of them have been there in that situation. But I'm curious, if this game is close, what does your gut tell you? And particularly in the fourth quarter where some plays have to be made.
Well, it's whoever has the ball. You know, it's a simple thing to say, whoever has the ball last. Whoever has the ball, because I think if a team has the ball last, either one of these teams has a good chance to score. Now, we know Kansas City's done it. The Eagles have not done it as much as Kansas City because they have not been in that situation as much as Kansas City. Kansas City, it's crazy this year. They've played more games winning by less than 7 points than more than half the teams in the NFL when the team wins. It's amazing, but they find a way to win. So if it comes down to that at the end and it's close, the other team better run out the clock if they're going to take the lead. That's really the way I look at it because both these teams have ways they can score. The Eagles have great wide receivers. They have a great offensive line. The running back, if it comes down to the end, Saquon Barkley is not going to be as big a factor as the quarterback's going to have to be. But Kansas City, they do just so many things. Andy Reid just finds ways and designs things, and he's going to run plays that he hasn't run all year. I think the Eagles will probably do the same thing. They have so many plays that they have not run. But it's probably too simple to say it's going to be the team that has the ball last. But I don't think if one of these teams has the ball last with an opportunity to take the lead, I find it hard to believe that the other team's going to be able to stop them. It's when you get to this point and you know these teams are both good, they just find ways. That's what good teams do, and both these teams are really good teams.
You've been around this team pretty much all year. Tell us, you know, what the mood has been with this Eagles team and, you know, this week since they've been in New Orleans.
Well, I'm telling you, their personalities just don't seem, and the attitudes just don't seem to change. They kind of treat every week the same. Now, we know with all the nonsense that goes on Super Bowl week, I've been to 42 Super Bowls. It's just,
I mean, it's more of a show during the week than it is informational. Same questions asked different ways. You know, somebody today brings up the question to Nick Sirianni about his first news conference as an Eagles coach, and that was a train wreck. But that was back four years ago. It's just like you're reaching for things. But the attitude of the team, because the coach has – Nick Sirianni has them kind of treating everything the same. I know you can't treat the Super Bowl the same. I mean, it's just – I've seen it. I've been around Super Bowl teams that have handled it well, Super Bowl teams from Philadelphia that have handled it well, and some that didn't do a good enough job handling it. But this team – understands, and it's the personality and the mentality, although people think Nick Sirianni is out there too much. He's not. These guys pay attention to him more than people give him credit for. But, they're fine. They're fine. It's just, and I think Kansas City's the same way. When you get to this point, and it's not the first time. It's not the first time they've been to this game. The first game, if the first time I can understand where you could be a little jittery, and then once you get to the game, it's like, oh my God, it's the Super Bowl. You know, and for the first minute, but once you start playing the game and approach to the game is all the same for the Eagles. And it's just, they have a good, they kind of stay grounded, and they've done that. They've done that the whole season. They really have done that the whole season. Now, I'm not saying Kansas City hasn't, but I know the Eagles have.
Howard, one of the things certainly been no secret that it looks as though sometime next week the Saints will name Kellen Moore their new head coach. And your dealings with Kellen, now you can't bring that offensive line and Saquon with him, which would be pretty good. No. We'll call that a deal right now. But your thoughts on Kellen Moore, he's walking into a situation, don't have quarterback. Your offensive line needs to be rebuilt. You got some issues here with money, salary cap wise, especially for this year. Your thoughts on Kellen Moore and how he'll handle being a head coach for the very first time?
Well, it's always different for somebody that has done it for the first time. But I think Kellen Moore has always been this season. I don't want to say I use the word under control, but has always maintained a semblance of just good, solid consciousness. And he worked with let's put it this way. He works with people. And I like Chip Kelly because I get along with Chip. And he just got the offensive coordinator's job at the Raiders. But Chip wanted to run in the NFL the offense his way. And sometimes you can't put a square peg in a round hole. Where Kellen Moore and the Eagles and Nick Sirianni, and there's certain things that Jalen Hurts wasn't comfortable with. Well, he'll work with the players to make sure, you always hear that, well, I want to put them in the best position. Well, sometimes you got to do that by working and doing things that you don't think are as good as you can be with the way you want to run your offense. For instance, Jalen Hurts was not comfortable under center. And they worked with him, and he does more of that, but he still does a lot from the shotgun, obviously, because he's more comfortable making the reads from the shotgun or the pistol. But Kellen Moore will work with those players to make sure that he doesn't do things that they're not as good at. I think he's a really sharp guy. And again, it comes down to the players, and you got to have players to win. And good coaches get fired because they don't have players. That's basically what it comes down to. So I think he'll be good, but again, you need a quarterback. And obviously you said the Saints need an offensive line. It's not the days of Drew Brees and Sean Payton, but Sean Payton had a really good quarterback. And I think Sean Payton's a great coach. But it's just, you got to get the quarterback first, and then you got to get the offensive line. And you got to get the quarterback somewhere in the same spin. That's why the Giants suck, because a Saquon Barkley, as great as he is, that was the most ridiculous, foolish pick at number two when they took Saquon Barkley at number two. Check the history. Maybe you've already checked it. Running backs taken in the top 10 in the draft usually don't have success with the team that drafted them. Because if you're getting that high a pick in the top 10, you must need a quarterback or the offensive line. And the Giants needed both a quarterback and the offensive line. So, again, you got to have players. And if Kellen Moore gets players, I think he's going to be a pretty good coach. And gets the players, I think he'll be a good coach.
Howard, when they signed Zach Bond, okay, I don't think even Vic Fangio envisioned he would have a guy that legitimate. I mean, he's up there for Defensive Player of the Year. If his impact on that defense, he was a special teams guy, specialty player here with the Saints. It was not the right fit. And I'm not sure if Vic wants to tell you the truth about it. I don't think he envisioned that he would be that type player with the Eagles. About that evolution of watching Zach Bond in Philly and to see the impact he had defensively.
Well, nobody figured he'd be that type of player. But sometimes you get lucky. Now, the Eagles signed some players like Devin White, who didn't play a second. Didn't play a second before they cut him. And they signed some other players that have not made an impact. But Zach, sometimes you get lucky. You think the guy might be a solid player, and they obviously thought Zach Bond could contribute more on special teams. But nobody, and obviously you got to give some credit to the coach, Vic Fangio, who's a really good defensive coach, give him some credit. But the player's got to make plays. And he has a down-to-earth person, plays. If you don't play hard, you're not going to last very long in the NFL. But he's done everything well, and nobody envisioned this. Now they're going to have to sign him to a nice contract, and he's going to have to continue that. But I think he's got the mentality. But between Zach Bond, sometimes you go to another team, and you all of a sudden, wow, you're the player that somebody at one point thought you could be, but the coach obviously helped too. Zach Bond is a really, really good defensive player, obviously.
Howard, definitely appreciate your time. Have a great call on game day, man.
All right, you guys have a good time and a great time. Hey, you know, and don't worry, the Saints are 2 to 3 years away from being 2 to 3 years away from being 2 to 3 years away.
That's encouraging, Howard.
You better enjoy this ride while you can.
Howard Eskin, Eagles sideline reporter, joining us there on the virtual treasure chest power seat.